Okay, and now we're going to Binghamton, New York to speak with Paul Bond. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Thanks for joining me. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
My day job, I work as a librarian at SUNY Broome Community College here in Binghamton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I've been doing this librarian thing for about 10 years. I was at the University of Pittsburgh before this.
Okay.
And then as my sort of night job, I teach DS-106, an online class in digital storytelling through the University of Mary Washington.
A legendary course.
Yeah.
That is my favorite all-time course, I gotta say. Absolutely.
Probably mine too.
So, awesome. So, you are well-versed in this idea. The question is, how do you, instead of providing just things to read and things to watch and things to do, how do you leave space for learners to fill in online learning spaces, space for them to kind of do their own thing?
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing to do. Like, the real power of the web is that we can all participate in it. So the right. more you can get students to do, the more they're going to learn from that, as opposed to just giving them content.
Yeah.
In our DS-106 course, we use a domain of one's own. If you're familiar with that, all students have their own web space. They all have their own blogs, and they all do their own work on their spaces. So a big part of the class is just building that space out and telling your own story there. One thing that I try to do, and it never works the way I want it to, is to get the students to take control of the course. I have some kind of theme that lets us work together, but I want them to tell me how they want to approach it.
Right.
And I give them opportunities to, plan out different weeks that we're going to do. Like, if we're going to do a week of photography and week of audio and week of video, I'll have groups of students decide, okay, how do you want to approach that? I find them, the students tend to be intimidated by that.
Yeah.
And part of it is probably me not explaining it quite clearly. Because I know, but they don't, what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is also that just, this is not something that they're used to.
Yeah.
Being so invited different. To help design the course. Yeah.
So, Ken Bauer was on last saying he loves to give that freedom, but then offer up the support kind of more on a one-on-one basis for those that need it.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of work.
Yeah, especially in an online course, you're doing one-on-one whenever, they need the time. I don't envy people who teach like 5 courses online in one semester. I only have one, and it's a lot.
What are some of the themes that you've done for DS-106?
This semester and last semester, we were using 80s pop culture as a theme.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that went over a lot better than I expected. It wasn't really my idea. There's a guy, Bill Genereau, at Kansas State University,
who
teaches a digital storytelling class, and he came up with that idea. I figured it was feel like old to students, but they sort of connect with that decade and that genre of culture through their parents.
Right.
And a lot of it is still present, online and
Netflix,
on YouTube there.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well,
I'm amazed how many students just love the TV show Golden Girls.
Oh, man. Well, it's a classic.
We've used Western as a theme.
That's where I started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We did a Noir 106. That was really fun.
Cool.
In that semester, we ran 3 sections of it, but the 3 of us who were teaching them all worked together and treated it as one big class. part of the idea was if we have, like, you know, 75 people working together, would that kind of a crowd drive a synergy that makes them do more, better work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use Tales from DS-106, sort of like Tales from the Crypt, kind of a horror theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Some of the students were kind of intimidated by it first because they don't like horror movies. And they ended up scaring me at the end of the semester.
there's success right there.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Cool.
The Secret That's Agent awesome. Theme we did a few times.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Well, any of that you haven't done yet that you're wanting to do?
I was thinking, like, my plan for next semester, which, because of the financial crunch, has been canceled, was sort of like, what's your story? What's our story?
Okay.
And try to encourage them to develop a theme through that.
Oh, okay.
Again, I don't know how well that would work out, but I think rather than having them try to establish their control over it in the first couple of weeks, that would be something that can carry throughout the semester. And by having that dual framing, your, our story, we can work together as well as have their individual stories work into it.
Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing that through Twitter and all kinds of stuff at some point.
Well, hopefully next spring.
Yeah. That's great. Well, thank you for contributing to this space. It's awesome to have all these ideas. It's really great. So thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks.